Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chof Ches, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Zayin Amid Bey. So by now, we're all familiar with the halacha of pigel. Nachsheves pigel. Koyin's doing one of the Dalet Avodas Adam. He's doing either Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, and Zrika. And he has a machshava to do one of four things, Kipshutai, Chutz Lizmanoi, or Chutz Lemkoyin. He has a machshava to eat the basar, chutz lezmanei, chutz lemkoymei, be makta de imurim, chutz lezmanei, chutz lemkoymei, do shvichas shirayim, chutz lezmanei, chutz lemkoymei, or to do the zrika, chutz lezmanei, chutz lemkoymei. If the machshava was to do it chutz lezmanei, the halach is the carbon is pasul, the basar of the carbon is pigel. If somebody eats the basar from that carbon, he's chayv karas. If the machshava was to do it chutz lemkoymei, the machshava pasuls the carbon. It's also pigel in a sense, but it's not pigel in the sense that if somebody would eat from the basar, the halacha is he would not be chayiv karas. What does chutz lezmanoi mean? Every carbon has a zman, when certain mitzvahs of the carbon had to be done. So for example, as it relates to achilas basar, kachim kadoshim was nechal yom v'layla. Kachim kalim, 2 days and a night. The haktara was able to be done at night, but only up until the morning. That's the first mishnah in Masechtas Brachos. Beyond that next morning, you couldn't do it anymore. The zrika and the shvichas hashirayim had to be done by yom. They're like ordinary avodas that had to be done dafka by yom. Once shkias achama comes, at that point it becomes possibleina. So if the machshava was to do any one of the aforementioned chutz lezmanei, that's a machshavas pigel. What's chutz lemkoymei? Outside of the place that you're allowed to do it. So as it relates to achilas basar, kachi kadoshim anechal in the azara. So if the machshava was to eat the kachi kadoshim outside of the azara, that's a chutz lemkoymei. Kachim kalim nechal in Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim would be chutz lemkoymei. Shvichas hashirayim, zrika ktar sevum, we're all done in the azara. So machshava of chutz lemkoymei would be where he had a mind to do it outside of the Makom of the Azar. Either way, that's something that we're all quite familiar with at this point. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph had drushes and brises that ironed out this idea. One thing worth mentioning is, if you remember there, we mentioned that Rishonim and Masechtas Chulim say that you could be mefagel in Kabbalah chutz lezmanei and chutz lemkoymei as well. There's major lumdus associated to that, but that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is machshavas pigel is what we mentioned. Either way, the Mishnah that discusses the basic laws of machshavas pigel is the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now. So the Mishnah is not really going to tell us much that we don't know yet, simply because we've been taking for granted all these yesaidas. But you want to know the makar? What's really ground zero for the halach of pigel? It's the Mishnah that we're about to learn. So the Mishnah, somebody shechts a carbon to do the zrika chutz or not all the dam, but only some of the dam. To do the haktar bachutz, I mixas a mura bachutz, or only some of the mura bachutz. Lechol psori bachutz, oy kizayis be psori bachutz, oy lechol kizayis me oy ha'alyo. Or the Mishnah gives an interesting example of a machshavas pigel, where the kohen had a mind to eat a kizayis of the skin of the tail of an animal. The halach is pasul. It's a machshava ha'poiselas, ve'en by karis. Why is there no karis? Because the machshava was chutz. Chutz meaning chutz lemkoymei. A machshava of chutz lemkoymei is a machshava ha'poiselas, but there's no karis. You don't have the halacha that if somebody will eat the basar of that carbon, he's going to be chayiv karis. Lizrik damai lemachar, if the machshava was to do it tomorrow, what we know as chutz lezmanei, or mixas damai lemachar, only some of the dam lemachar, lahak to emur of lemachar, to be makta de emur of lemachar, mixas emur of lemachar, lechol psori lemachar, kizayis me psori lemachar, lechol kizayis me or ha'alyo, or to eat a kizayis of, again, the skin of the tail. Tomorrow, Allah is pigel, v'chayav and all of karis, you're going to be chayiv karis. So again, the Mishnah says what we know. Machsheves chutz lezmanoi, machsheves chutz lemkoymoi, machsheves chutz lezmanoi, posel v'yesh bay karis, machsheves chutz lemkoymoi, posel v'ein bay karis. If you're going to look for a chiddush in the Mishnah did tell us something that maybe we didn't know, and that is you don't have to be mechashiv to eat all the basar chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi. A kizayis of basar is enough. You don't have to be mechashiv to be zoyrek all the dam chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi. Just a little bit of dam would be enough. But regardless, this is the basic halacha of machsheves chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkoymoi. But there's one interesting diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave one specific example of a machshavas pickle. Where you had in mind to eat kezayis me'oir ha'alya chutz lezmanay, or kezayis me'oir ha'alya chutz l'mkoyim. Again, the alya is the tail of the animal, so the oir ha'alya would be the skin on the tail of the animal. Why in the world would the Mishnah have to mention the oir ha'alya? In fact, we're going to see it's a three-way machloikis ha'meiron. Had to understand what exactly the chiddush, the punchline, and what the Mishnah is coming to teach me by mentioning the oir ha'alya. Zokti Gemara, Savrua oir ha'alya ka'al yadami. The Amiram thought, and this is the context to this next Gemara, it seems to be that the skin of the alya is treated like the alya is itself. If that's the case, right, the Gemara, v'alka mechashev, ma'achilas mizbeach, la'achilas adam. So we know that every animal obviously has meat, right? You shecht an animal, there's a lot of flesh. What did they do with the meat of kachin? So some of it was nechal, some of it was burnt on the mizbeach. There was da'achilas adam, which some of it was eaten by the Bailim, some of it was eaten by the Kehanim, and then you had the Haktara Seymur. Which chelik was burnt and which chelik was eaten? So the Pasuk mentions what was burnt and what was eaten. If the animal was a sheep, the alya was burnt. If the animal was anything other than a sheep, then the alya was eaten. Now, if our Mishnah is discussing a sheep, then it comes out that the Mishnah is saying a gevaldige chiddush. Again, if our Mishnah is discussing even a sheep, then the Mishnah is saying a gevaldige chiddush. Because the Mishnah said that if a kohen was doing the avodah and he had in mind to eat, not burn, not be matzah, to eat the oir ha'alya chutz l'zmanay chutz l'mkoymay, it's going to be a machshavas pickle. If you assume that the oir ha'alya is like the alya, and the Mishnah is talking even about a shepsala, where the alya was burnt on the mizbeach, that means the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that if the kohen had a mind to eat the basar that had a din to be brought on the mizbeach, still it's going to be a machshavas pigel, which l'chur is a chiddush. Because you could have argued that the machshava has to be to do an achila that the Torah says he's supposed to do. So if you mechashav to eat the chelik that was nechal l'koyhanim, ba'achilas adam, that should be a machshavas pigel. If you mechashev to be makter the chelik that was nechal l'gvaya, the chelik gamurim, that should be a machshavas pigel. But if the Mishnah says you could be mefagel in a machshava to eat, physically eat the oir ha'alya, and the Mishnah is talking even about a sheep where the alya itself was burnt, and oir ha'alya is ka'alya, so presumably the oir of the alya was also burnt. So now you're being mechashev to eat the chelik that was nachal legevaya. So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'akom mechashev ma'achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam. Amar Shmuel, amani Rebbe Eliezer. It's not such a kasha. The time of the Mishnah can be Rebbe Eliezer. The amar mechashev ma'achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam u'me'achilas adam la'achilas mizbeach. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Hashem, this is nevech lechol dovash ain't argilechol. If somebody, a kohen, does the shechita and he has a machshava to eat dovash ain't argilechol, or kosher. Tanakama says that's not a machshavas pigel. You have to be machashav to eat something that's darker lechel, to be makdid something that's darker lehakter. Rebbe Lezer poysel. Rebbe Lezer says it's possible. Oh, very good. According to Rebbe Lezer, it makes sense that even if the Mishnah is talking about a shepsala, where the alya was burnt, and oir ha'alya is ka'alya, still you can be machashav to eat the oir ha'alya. Isn't that achilas mizbeach? And you're being machashav achilas adam. Rebbe Eliezer shita is mechashav me achilas mizbeach achilas adam, achilas adam achilas mizbeach. But the Gemara says, why you came to Rebbe Eliezer? You tell me the time of Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer. Ima seifa. Look at the seifa. That's a Mishnah on the next stop. Zeh haklal kol ha'shoichit v'mekabu v'moylech v'zoyrik. Dover shedarkel lechol. Ulahakter dover shedarkel lahakter. The halach is it's a machshavas pigel. Now the Tana, the Mishnah was very, very clear. Dover shedarkel lechol in, she ain't darkel lechol up. Son, who's that like? The Rabbanon. So the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's the next Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah says very, very clearly, the only time it's machshavas pigel is if you machashav dover shedarkel lechol, or dover shedarkel lahakter. That's clearly the Rabbanon. Reish Rabbi Eliezer, the Sefer Rabbanon. Does it make sense that our Mishnah that mentions the Oir Ha'aliyah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because that's the only way we know right now to explain the Mishnah. And the Sefer is clearly the Rabbanon. I'm like, in. Yes, it's okay. I don't have a problem with that. So the first teretz in the Gemara is Shmuel. Shmuel said that the Mishnah could be talking about a sheep, and Enochinami Oir Ha'aliyah is Ka'aliyah, which means that the Oir Ha'aliyah of the sheep was a chelik of the emurim, it was burnt on the mizbeach, and still if a kohen had a machshavas pigel, he was mechashiv to eat the oir ha'alya, it would be a machshava, because the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, the next Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Okay, Reish Rabbi Eliezer, Sefer Rabbanon. Who knows, is that a different terence? Oir ha'alya, lav ka'alya dami. It's not true, your hanocha. Oir ha'alya is not ka'alya.
Omar Rava, my time with the Rav Huna. What's Pshat Rav Huna? Chel by ha'alya, v'loy oir ha'alya. It says chel by ha'alya. It's only the chelev of the alya. That's the alya. But the oir of the alya is not the alya. In other words, the oir ha'alya wasn't burnt, even by a sheep. Oh, if it wasn't burnt, then Hadar Dina, it was Nechal. If it was Nechal, so you're not being Mechashiv in Achilas Mizbeach, L'Achilas Adam, being Mechashiv in a Dover that's Nechal, L'Adam, for an Achilas Adam. Very good. Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, L'Oilam Oir Ha'alya Ka'alya Dami. Really, Oir Ha'alya is Ka'alya Dami. V'achab Ma'yaskidim Alya Shagdi. Oir Ha'alya is Ka'alya Dami. And then Chinami. The time of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbanon. Seif is the Rabbanon, the Reish is the Rabbanon. And if our Mishnah was talking about a sheep, the Mishnah would have never mentioned the Oira Alya. Because being that the Oira Alya is Ka'alya, and by a sheep, the Alya was burnt, so the Oira Alya was also burnt. And you can't be Mechashim, Me'achilas Adam, Me'achilas Mizbech. So it wouldn't be a Machshav, it's Pilgil. But who said the Mishnah's story? Does it say the word sheep? It doesn't say sheep in the Mishnah. It just says Oira Alya. Okay, the Oira Alya of a Gidi, of a goat, not the Oira Alya of a sheep. But not a Chanami. The Oira Alya of a sheep, you wouldn't have this halacha. Says the Gemara, Kuluk Yishmu. Nobody wanted to learn the Mishnah like Shmuel. Reisha Rabbi Eliezer Sefer Rabbanu Loi Mukmi. It's not Mashma that way. Rav Huna Loi Amri. Why didn't they want to learn like Rav Huna? Oira Alya Ka'alya Dami Kamashmu. Because Rav Huna was Mechadish at the Oira Alya is Lav Ka'alya Dami. And the Amiran felt that Oira Alya is definitely Ka'alya. Rav Chizda, my time Loi Amri. But why didn't they want to learn like Rav Chizda? Mecha Tesi, the Mishnah is talking about a sheep. Right, Rav Chisda said, what's the grace of Kasha? Oira Alya is Ka'alya. You're asking a Kasha, how can you be Mechashev in Achilas Adam of the Oira Alya? They burnt the Alya, so that means they burnt the Oira Alya. Who said the Mishnah about a sheep? They only burnt the Alya if it was a sheep. But if it was any other sheep, like a goat, they didn't burn it. So that seems to be a very obvious pshat. So why would the other Amayir, everyone's saying a doichik. Shmuel saying a doichik, the Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer. It's a big doichik, because you have to say Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, say for Rabbana. Rav Huna saying a doichik, because we think Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. So if Ruha Oira Alya Ka'alya, he's coming out, Oira Alya is Lav Ka'alya Dami. Rav Chisda seems to be very reasonable. So the Gemara says, you know why they didn't want to learn like Rav Chisda? Because my Kamashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Because if the Mishnah is talking about a goat, it's Pashit that you could be Mechashiv in the Oir Alya. Like, what's the Chiddush? Maybe I'll tell you the Chiddush is that the Oir was Nechal. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Chiddush that the Oir was Nechal, meaning that the Oir is viewed as an Oichel. Because, my Kamashma, an Oir Alya Ka'al Yodami, that it's an Oichel? Tanina, that we know. The context over there is Tumas Oichel. Rashi says, Tumas Oichlem Bekebeya, Tumas Nevela Bekezayas, the halach is that Oichel could become Tame. And when Oichel becomes Tame, the Alya would become Tame, and the Oira Alya would be Tame as well. So the fact that the Oira is Basa, that we know, that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, there must be some Chiddush in the halachas of Kachem. That's why the Gemara stating that the Amiram didn't want to learn like Rav Chisda, because in Rav Chisda's world, they weren't really sure what the Chiddush. It says more of Rav Chisda. So what did Rav Chisda hold? It's Rav Chisda held that there's still a Chiddush. I mean, I would have thought, Hanimil in Yatum. It's true. From that Mishnah, that's a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, from that Mishnah, you taka see that the Oir of the Alya is considered Basa. But I would have thought that's only with regards to the Halachas of Tumah. The Rakich Mitztarif, because being that it's edible, so therefore it's Mitztarif. Aval Hocha, but when it comes to Achilas Kachim, I would have thought, Limashcha, Ligedula, Kiderach Shambalach and Oichle. It says in the Parsha of Kachim, we'll see the Pasuk soon a little bit better, that the Kayhanim, when they ate Kachim, they were supposed to eat it, Limashcha. The word lamashcha means ligedula, and we learn from there kiderek shamalachem oichle v'loyavidi malachem da'achli hachi, and malachem don't eat the oira alya. Say emalai, I would have thought it's not an achila, and if it's not an achila, if you're mechashev to eat the oira alya chutz lizmani chutz l'mkoymai, it wouldn't be a machshav es pigol kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Feit gemar meisvei I'll ask you a kasha hashoichet es oila. If somebody shechts the oila lahakter kizayis meor. Before the Mesa, let's just recap the three Shitas. Again, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned the basic halachas of pigol. Chutzlis manoi, chutzlim koim. Very straightforward. But the Mishnah gave one specific example that it really didn't have to give of a machshavas pigol. And that is, if the koim was mechashev to eat the oir ha'alya, chutzlis manoi, chutzlim koim, that too would be machshavas pigol. What's the oir ha'alya? That's the skin that's on the tail of the animal. The question is, number one, why are we talking about the Oir Ha'alya? There must be some Chiddush over there. But the Oir Ha'alya was sometimes burnt. Because the Alya of a sheep
regardless of what carbon that sheep was, whether it was a shlomim or it doesn't matter. The alya was always burnt, which means that the oira alya, the chura, was also burnt. So if the oira alya was burnt, how can you be mechashev achilas adam on the oira alya? So to answer that kasha, the Gemara brought three truths. Shmuel said, "Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, the time of the mission is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can be mechashem achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, achilas mizbeach, achilas adam. If that's the case, we certainly understand why the Mishnah mentioned Leira Alya. It's a gevaldige chiddush. We're telling you a chiddush that even though you're thinking achilas adam and you're thinking to eat something that's really achilas mizbeach, that's enough. That still constitutes." Machshav is pigel. Rav Huna said that Avad and Mishnah is the Rabban. And if the Oir HaAlya was burned together with the Alya, this halacha would be true. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Faker, that the Oir HaAlya was not burnt. Only the Alya was burnt and the Oir HaAlya wasn't burnt. And even though in other areas in halacha, in Luchas Tumas Oichlin, you find Oir HaAlya ka'Alya Dami, but not with regards to the halacha of Akhtar. Being that it wasn't burnt, it was Nechal, we look at it as something that's darkoi lechel achilas adam. That's why if you mechashev in it, it's going to be a machshev espigel. And the third pshat was Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said avada too. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Eliezer. And really, the oira alya was burnt. So if you brought a keves and you burnt the alya, you burnt the oira alya, which means that if you were mechashev b'shas the hakrova of a sheep to eat the oira alya chutzes mani chutzem kamei, it wouldn't be a machshev espigel. Hachamayiski, you didn't bring a sheep. What you brought instead was like, "Aye, what's the chiddush?" So now there's mamish no chiddush. Now the chiddush is that the oira alya you would have thought is not roy lachilas koyanim, because when a koyan eats kachim, it has to be kiderech shamalochim oichlin. So to eat the prime rib and to eat the filet mignon, the expensive parts of the animal, yeah, maybe that's a machshava an achila, because that's a kiderech shamalochim oichlin. But to eat the part of the animal that the malochim don't eat, you would have thought that maybe that's mufka from being achilas koyanim. And as a result, you can't be mechashev in it. Mashmalon, that really you could. But really, if you think about it, it comes at another nafkamina in this machloikis amayra. And that is, what would it be if somebody was mechashev not to eat the oira alya, but to be makter, the oira alya of a sheep? So not to eat the oira alya, but to be makter, the oira alya of a sheep. Rav Huna said a chiddush that the oira alya is lavka alya dami, even by a sheep. You could only be mechashev in the chila of an oira alya, even of a sheep, according to the Rabbana. But if you mechashev to be makter the oira alya, it's not going to be a haktar. It's the flip side, because he holds it was nechal, it wasn't mukter. According to Rav Chisda and according to Shmuel, it's not true. According to Rav Chisda and Shmuel, the oira alya really was burnt. And being that it was burnt, if you mechashev to be makter the oira alya chutzes mani chutzem kaimai, that too would be a machshev espigel. Doesn't the Mishnah say you were mechashev to eat, not to burn? So according to Shmuel, yeah, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, so you can go back and forth. But according to Rabbanan, that wouldn't be true. And the Rav Chisda's teretz was that the Mishnah is discussing a gdeit. The Mishnah is not talking about a keves. But anachanami, if you would be a keves and you would be mechashev to be makter the oira alya chutzes mani chutzem kaimai, it would be a machshev. That's another nafkamina in this machloik. And that's the segue to the next Gemara. You see, here you were mechashiv not to eat. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. Here you would be mechashiv to be makter. The oil that's underneath alya. Chusam koyimay possibly mekars. Chusas mani pick up a chayav and all of cars. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avelim oimer mishum Rabbi Yaakov. V'chein hayu Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikus oimer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Echad or shal beis prosos behemadaka. V'echad or haroy shal egel harach. V'echad or shat different parts of the animal. The bottom line is, we have over here a braisa that discusses machsheves pigel in the context of hashoichet es ha'oilo lahakter. The part of this braisa that we need is lahakter kizayis me'or shetachas ha'alya. And the Mishnah says it's going to be a regular machsheves pigel. So again, we're talking about an oila specifically, and we're talking about being makta. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah never said anything about oila. Our Mishnah Shekhar is Azevach, any carbon. Number one. Number two, our Mishnah discussed where the machshava was to eat the oira alya. This price is discussing specifically an oila and to be makta. So listen to the Gemara's Kasha. A very geshmaki Gemara. The Gemara's Kasha is oila in Abu Zevach. It sounds like this price is only true by an oila. It's not true by an ordinary carbon. It means any carbon other than an oila, if you would be mechashiv to be makde the oir ha'alya, chutz hazmani chutz hamkami, it wouldn't be a machshav as pekel. Bishleim the Rav Huna, hayu tani oila. Versus according to Rav Huna, it's very geshmak. Because what was Rav Huna's yusai? Rav Huna said that even though oir ha'alya is ka'alya, don't mean the inyan to masoichlin, but there's a hafka in the parish of Akhtar that the oir ha'alya was a mukhtar. What was it? It was nech. Which means, like we said, the flip side of Rav Huna's shita is if somebody would have a machshava to be makde the oir ha'alya, it wouldn't be a machshav. According to Rabbanan, you have to be mechashav achilas adam, achilas adam, achilas mezbeach, achilas mezbeach. It wouldn't be a machshav as pigol. Stating that, an oila which is kuloi mukhtar on the mezbeach, avada the oira alya is going to have a din haktara. So it's dafka by an oila that you have this halach. Shoich it as an oila, the haktar oira alya. Oh, an oila which is kuloi kol, so you don't have the miyot of ho alya as opposed to the oira alya. Over there, this halach is going to be true. Oh, Rav Chizda, but according to Rav Chizda, that holds oira alya is kalya dami. So by a keves, they used to burn the Oira Alya together with the Alya. The only reason in our Mishnah the Oira Alya is viewed as Achilas Adam is because our Mishnah is not talking about a sheep. Our Mishnah is talking about a goat. My Yuri the Tani Oila, listen, Zevach, why do we have to be talking about an Oila? I'm not Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is going to tell you, Ibai, same with Alya Shel Gidi. Maybe that Brisa wasn't talking about a sheep. That Brisa was talking about a Gidi. By a Gidi, the Oira Alya, if it's not an Oila, Avad is Nechal. So Avad, you can't be Mechashiv, because that's Poshit, that's Achilas Adam, it's not Achilas Mezbeah. The Chiddush of Oila is not that the Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. Even not by an Oila, the Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. The Chiddush of an Oila is that you burn everything. So even if it's a Gedi, still the Alya is Mukhtar as a result. The Oira Alya is going to be Mukhtar as well. If you buy the same, it just changed the gear, Satani Zevach. It's not a Sheikhet as a Oila, it's a Sheikhet as a Zevach. And a Chanami, you could be talking about a sheep as well. Because even by sheep, Oira Alya is going to be Ka'alya Dami excess. Just one light Ha'ara. Not so light, but a little bit lighter. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned the halach of l'mashcha, k'derek sham halach im oichlin. And the context that the Gemara mentioned the halach of l'mashcha was, there would have been a havamina that even though oira alya is ka'al yadami, but maybe as it relates to the halach of being mechashiv, a machshav es pigol, that the kohanim are going to eat the oir ha'alya, maybe that's not a machshav es pigol. Because kohanim, when they eat kachim, they have to eat it l'mashcha, the gedula, and the malachim don't eat the oir ha'alya. They eat the finer parts of the behemoth. They don't eat the oir ha'alya. The truth is, this pasuk of l'mashcha is a pasuk in Parashas Korach. Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon, v'ani hinei nesati l'chash mishmeres shu moysei l'chol kachay b'nei Yisrael. I'm giving you chav dalet matnas kohuna. L'chon nesatim, they're given to you. L'mashcha, Zokt Rashi, l'gedula, u'levanecha l'chaykon. It's for you and your sons, and it's something that you're going to eat l'mashcha. So the context of l'mashcha is the matnas kahuna, and Hashem tells Aharon, v'ani hinei nosati l'cha es mishmeres, trumoisai, l'chol kachim b'nei Yisrael, l'chol nesatim, they're yours, whether it's kachim, whether it's truma, l'mashcha, you should eat it like a king. K'derech sham halacha meichlen oisai, u'levanech halacha koilam. And this halacha b'mashcha governs many, many halachas. The one that we have in here is this hava mina that maybe the oira alya is not considered achilas koyana. The beginning of the perek, we had the Mishnah that discussed all the psulim, all the people that aren't allowed to do the avodas hakabbalah, halacha and zrika. And the Gemara over there was trying to find the makaris. Zar minalon, oinen minalon. Rav Sharshia said that the idea that a zar that does the avoda is possible, or that an oinen that does the avoda is possible, is learned out kal v'chomer from Yoshev. Uma Yoshev sha'oichel im avad chilel, zar she'eno yoichel, eno yidin shem avad chilel. Uma Yoshev sha'oichel im avad chilel, oinen she'eno yoichel, eno yidin shem avad chilel. That means a person's allowed to sit while he's eating kachem. Kohen was allowed to sit when he was eating kachem, but he wasn't allowed to sit when he was doing the avodah. A zar can't eat, he also can't do the avodah. So madach yoshev, which is only a psul in avodah, it's not a psul in achila. Still, a yoshev that does the avodah is mechalo the avodah. So a zar and a noinen that are a psul in achila, kavachayim, if they do the avodah, they should be mechalo the avodah. But al kapanim, one thing is mavur in the Gemara, and that is that a kohen was allowed to sit while he ate kachem. Soktaisvis. What does the Gemara mean when it says Umay Yoshev Sha'ichel Kugoyim Bimura Me Kachem Ubuchar? It's not talking about all kachem. It's talking about Mura Me Kachem. That was the chelik of the carbon shlomim that was Nechal and the Bukhar. But Shar Kachem not. Soktashita Bukubetsis. What does Taisvis mean? Echateisi.
sounds like what other karbanos, a kohen wasn't allowed to sit while he was eating, says the Shita Bagubet says, yeah. Because we know certain kachem was only eaten in the Azara. And in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Beis David Bavar. So what Tosfos is coming to Bavarn is that the Gemara says it's so pashut you're allowed to sit while you're eating. So Garnet Azai Pashut. The reason it's not so pashut is because it's a din. In Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Beis David Bavar. So kachem kalin that on Nechal Becholoir, it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So Enochanami, so Tosfos gives examples. Kagayin, it's an example. It's in Baishvil. Bemurim, Mikachim, Ubechar, etc. There's other examples as well. Anything that's kachem kalin that could be Nechal Becholoir, over there you can eat it, be a Shiva, and that's what the Gemara means. Mali Yoshev Shoichel. But Kachi Kadoshim, that was only Nechal and the Azara, there's no way a Kohen's allowed to sit, because there's a halach of in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Lamalchus, based on that. Stating that, says the Shita Mekubet, says, I'm not sure that that's true. It could be it's not true. And the reason is because we know there's a halach of the mashcha, l'gdula, kiderech shamalachim oichlin. And being that there's a din of kiderech shamalachim oichlin, the kings, when they eat, they don't stand. They sit. So being that they sit, so maybe the Moshcha's Mechayev Yeshiva, so that even in the Azor, the Kohanim would be able to sit. Aye, in Yeshiva Bazar, this is already a Tzorech Karbon, because there's no other way to be Mechayev the Mitzvah, because of the Din LaMoshcha, so maybe Tzorech Karbon Shani, so Zok Teshita Mekubet says, I'm not sure Tosfos is right. Tosfos says it's Pashut, that the Halach of in Yeshiva Bazar would be Doicha, the din lamashcha, meaning you're right. Kings don't eat that way. But at the end of the day, in Yeshiva Bazar, El Machas Misavu Bavat says the Shita Mehechatetzi. Maybe when the Gemara says Malu Yoshev Shoichel, it means you could always be Yoshev and Oichel. Aye, in Yeshiva Bazar, because the din lamashcha, is going to take precedence over that. The emes is that these two tzadim, Tosfos and the Shita Mekubet says is the Ora on Tosfos is Mefurishin. Tosfos says the Zuma Daf Chafeim and Aleph. The context over there is the reverse. The Gemara there says in Yeshiva Bazar, El Malchus Based Davu Bavat. Afraid Tosfos is a Mefurish Gemara Zvachim Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says Malu Yoshev Shoichel, and we know that some of the Achila had to be in the Azara, and it sounds like you could always be Yoshev Shoichel. I in Yeshiva Bazara Elo Malchus Beis Davar Bavad. So Tosfos says the same two terutzim. Maybe Malu Yoshev Shoichel means Kachim Kal, that was Nechal outside of the Azara. Inami, because of the Din LaMashcha, it's considered Tzorech Karbon, so you're not going to have a problem. But Enochanami, ordinarily it would be an issue. Uncle Parim Tosfos Stut Stadim and Yuma Daf Chafei. By us, it's Tosfos just mentions one of the tzadim, the Shita Mekubet says is most of the other side, is this Chakira. We know that the Kohen sat or was allowed to sit while he ate Basar Kachim. Was that true only for Kachim Kalim that were Nechal B'chol Yerushalayim, or was it true for Kachim Kedashim as well? Why shouldn't it be true for Kachim Kedashim? Because Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elo Malchus Beis Davar Bivat Mitzad Sheni, there's a Din LaMashcha L'Gdura Kederech Shamalacha Moisim L'Chur, you should have to sit down and eat. Tosfos is not sure whether the mashcha is doicha in Yeshiva Bazara or whether in Yeshiva Bazara is going to be doicha the mashcha. So I'll tell you a dover nifla that I saw in the Sefer Chavetzalos Hashara on this pasuk in Parashas Korach on the pasuk of the mashcha that he brings from the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav in the Sefer David Meshar made a dick. Listen to this pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem al Ahare vani hine nasati lecha es mishmeres chumoisoi lechol kachay bnei Yisrael lecha nesatim lemashcha. So Hashem is talking not to Moshe, to Aharon. Vayadabra Hashem el Aharon. Hashem tells Aharon, I gave you the Choftal of Matnes Kahuna, and this is the punchline. L'cha nesatim l'moshcha. But the Pasuk seems to break up Aharon and his sons. L'cha nesatim l'moshcha. And then ulavanecha l'chakayla. The din l'moshcha is not only a din in Aharon, it's not only a din in Kohen Gadol. It's true for the Kohen Gadol, it's true for the Kohanim Hedyet as well. So what's this? L'chonesatim l'moshcha ulevanecha l'chagelam. Zokti Shabina Rav hafu l'fal. Because Tosfos ben Tainas in one side in Yuma Chafeim and Aleph, and it's Mefurish over here in Zvachim Daf Tezayim and Aleph, that even though there's a din of l'moshcha, but there's something that was doicha l'moshcha, and that is the halach of Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elo Malchus Beis Davar Bavar. So even though the Gemara says the Kohen was allowed to sit while he ate, it was only the kachim that was nechal outside of Yerushalayim, but the kachim that was nechal inside of the Azara that he wasn't allowed to sit for, because for that you have Ein Yeshiva Bazar. So Zokti Shabina Rav, I'm going to give you a marimokim nifla. Ayin Tosfos Soita Daf. Tosfos over there brings a medrash. Tosfos is discussing this halach of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Beis Davar Bavar. Tosfos starts off, by the way, by saying, Lo Yodati Mekoyim. I'm not sure where this comes from. What the Makar is. Of course, it's related to the story of Yeravam Ben Avot. That's why Yeravam was Maimon HaGolem. Why didn't Yeravam Ben Avot want the Yidden to be Eilu Regel? Because Yeravam was in Malchus Beis David. Rechavim Ben Shloimeh was Malchus Beis David. And he knew that the Yidden are going to come, they're going to be Eilu Regel, they're going to see Rechavim sitting. Because in Yeshiva Bazara, Elul Malchus Beis David Bavad, Yeravam is going to be
standing, what's it going to look like? So it was the gaiva of Yerovam ben Nevat, this reason about gaiva, the same gaiva that would play itself out again when Hashem comes to Yerovam and he tells him, Chazor bach, vaniva to ben Yishai netayu b'gan Edom. So what Yerovam say? Mi b'roish, who's going to be first? The gaiva of Yerovam ben Nevat. It was the gaiva of Yerovam that caused him to be chayti umachti Yisrael. But the bottom line is, Taisus starts off by saying, lo yadati mekoyme. And then Taisus quotes a medrash. And the medrash says, mefurish, ein yeshiva ba'azor, el malchus beis dovid b'vad. Rav Ami in the medrash says, af malchus beis dovid, but listen to the punchline. Ulemi hoisi yeshiva ba'azor u'behechel. Who was allowed to sit in the azor of the hechel? Have you ever coined Gadol? King God was allowed to sit. Shenema the Eli Akoyin Yosef Alakise. Eli Akoyin was sitting. So said the Chavina Rav. Said it's true. In Yeshiva Bazar, Lamachus Mizavu Bavak. But the King God was. So it comes out of Gevaldig and Afkamino. According to Tosis in Zvachim Dafte Zayin Amar Aleph, and one side in Tosis in Yumadav Chofei Amar Aleph, if a Koyin headed was eating Kachin Kadashim in Azar, he had to stand. If the King God was eating Kachin Kadashim in Azar, he was allowed to sit. That means the Koyin headed, even though there's a Din Lamashcha, he couldn't be Makayim the Din Lamashcha. Because in Yeshiva Bazar is Doich. Kohen Gadol didn't have that problem because the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. So it comes out the Kohen Gadol could be Mekayim the Din Lamashcha B'Shleimus. The Kohen Hedi can't be Mekayim the Din Lamashcha B'Shleimus because every time he eats Kachin Kadoshim, he has to stand. That's not Lamashcha. That's not Kederek Shem Alacha Moichlin. Said the Chavina Rav. That's why the Torah divided it. For you, Aharon HaKohen, and for every Kohen Gadol that's going to follow you, the Din Lamashcha is going to be B'Shleimus. Just so happens, there's a more diluted version of the mashcha that's ulevanech that they're also going to have, but the real, the ikur din lamashcha, the lamashcha b'shleimus, that's something that's only going to be negated to you. But I'll tell you something interesting. I heard on Shabbos, I was by my parents. I went to my father's rov, Rav Yosef Ernst, the shlita's daf yoyvishir. So he said over b'shem Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. The Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asked the kasha. Meaning, Tosfos seems to say that if the koyin was eating kachim in the azara, he had a stand. His kasha was that the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, says as follows. That when a person eats, he has to sit. But when you eat, you have to sit. And the makar to this Rambam is a Gemara. It's a mefurish Gemara, mesecht is gittin, daf ayin amaral. Shloisha dvarim, makishin gufay shal adam. The Elohim. But the bottom line is you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink while you're standing. So it's a shailuf sakana. So lechur, if it's a shailuf sakana, Frankov Yitzchak Zilberstein, how are they allowed to sit? So he said that it could be, being that they would be Makayim a mitzvah, there's an Indian of Shaymer mitzvah yeda davara. So the roof shtalde tzu to a shail in the poiskim asked, just to show you how far this halacha goes, the poiskim discussed that how is a, that a chasim kalu when they're standing under the chuppah, so you give them to drink, bayir priya gofen. How are they allowed to drink bayir priya gofen? It's a furish halacha, it's a gemara getting dafayin, it's a rambam, but if you say Shaymer mitzvah yeda davara, so being that they'd be Makayim a mitzvah, so maybe if there'd be Mekayim a mitzvah, it's going to be different. Then afterwards, the roof said, he said it wasn't recorded, so this is being recorded, but he said that, you know, it's kedai to be ma'ira, that people, they go to smorgasbords and they stand while they're eating. You know, it could be that being violated, they're violating a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, meaning the Mechaber brings it, I think he brings it in Simen Kofayin, but the Rambam for sure, and it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechet Nisgitin, Dafayin Amaralf. So I was just thinking, one ha'ara, I could be, for this, we can shtel to the tshuva for Rav Moshe, his famous tshuva that was written with regards to smoking, where Rav Moshe argued that it could be it's not usher to smoke, and despite the fact that there's a lot of data and research that links smoking to terrible things, but at the same time, al zeh nemar shomer psayim hashem. Right? You find this concept in halacha of shomer psayim hashem. The Gemara says back in the day, you weren't allowed to give a bris milah on a yom ha'moedin. If it was a cloudy day, it was considered to be too risky to do bris milah, so they would push off the bris. Mamish, they would be doicha milah bismanai. Because it was too cloudy. It says the Gemara in Perikol, but Kiman the Dashu Bei Rabim, today people do it. No. Once people do it, Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. There's a special shmir that Hashem gives us fools when we do things that we're not supposed to do. So there's good news and bad news. Bad news is you're a fool. The good news is Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. But the bottom line is that there is a special shmirah. So the Gemara says that sometimes, but then again, sometimes you don't say Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. So Rav Moshe in a tshuva says that you have to say that whenever something is clear cut, sakana, avada, you don't say Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. But when something is not a clear-cut sakana, it's just that there's research that suggests that if a person does this, the chances of something happening in pancreas, or if somebody eats certain foods, there's a higher probability that he's going to suffer one day from a gevissah zach. That's what Ramesh was talking about. So Ramesh says that already. When it's a quid pro quo, when it's mamish science, you do this, that's going to happen. Ramesh is talking the halacha of makkah. So in those areas in halacha avada, you're not going to say shayim upsayim hashem. But when something is not clearly a davar shas lakana, you could do it 1,000 times and nothing's going to happen. But if you do it, the chances of something happening increase. That's where you would suggest halacha shayim upsayim hashem. Ramesh says in his tshuva very, very clearly that the Rambam's hilchas deis, I think, would all fit into where you say shayim upsayim hashem. And he says, be medayik, the Rambam's l'shaynas and hilchas deis, he never says, asur, those are not the l'shaynas that he uses. L'oilam, let's read this Rambam. It's coming from a Gemara. But at the end of the day, ulai, this Gemara is rooted in sakana. Shloisha dvarim makrish and koicha shal adam. L'maisa people do it. It's kiven the dashu bei rabim. Maybe you could say shem ripsayim Hashem. I'm not sure. Above my pay grade. But either way, zok di Gemara vayter posel ve'ein boy kodesh. So the Mishnah again discussed the basic halacha of pigel. So now we're going to take it even one step backwards, and we're going to bring now the makar to the halachas of pigel. So it's just kedai as a background to remember that the Torah mentions the halachas of pigel in two places in the Torah. It's in Parashat Tzav. It's a long pasuk. By the way, the Gemara calls it the pasuk aricha. It just simply is a very long pasuk. But the pasuk basically mentions the basic gist of the halachas of pigel. Then the Torah chazes it over in Parshas Kedosh. Over there, it's broken up in a few pasukim. The pasuk begins. Both times the Torah mentions the halacha of pigel and mentions it in the context of the shlom. So the pasuk, tizbachu. You have to eat the basar at its proper time. And if anything was left over, you have to burn it. If you eat it, pigel hu, lo yirotze. So here it's not one long pasuk, but rather here it's several psukim. Another thing that the Torah mentions here is the halacha of noiser. So the halacha of noiser is mentioned right next to the halacha of pigel. Additionally, the Torah also mentions over here the halacha of karas. So it never said karas in Parashat Tzav. What it said in Parashat Tzav was avoinei tisa, but it never specifically mentioned karas. Over here it says clearly va'oichla avoinei yisa ki es kodesh Hashem chilal v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim me'ana. Zok tikvam, no, how do you know the halacha of chutz l'zmanoi and the halacha of chutz l'mkoymoi? Oh, mashmul trei kroik, see, there's two psukim. Mayhi, what are the two psukim? Oh, my Rabbi said. So Shmuel said two psukim. The Amiram, I'm going to discuss now which two psukim. Shlishi, it says in Parashat Tzav, the word shlishi. V'meyochel yeyochel b'psar zevach shlomo v'bayoyim ha-shlishi. Zehu chutz l'zmanoi. Pigel, when it says the word pigel in that same pasuk, zehu chutz l'mkoyim. Okay. So if the pasuk mentions chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoyim, albeit not beforeish, this is a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh here. But the bottom line is it mentions chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoyim. And then it says at the end, v'nefesh ha'ichelas mimenu avoy matisa, which we know means karis, we know it from Parashas Kedosh, but we know it means karis, then why is there only karis for chutz l'zmanoi, not chutz l'mkoyimoi? Because v'nefesh ha'icheles mimenu is a lashon yachid, and we learn from there, echad v'loi shnayim. And which one? Zeu chutz l'zmanoi, ulamute chutz l'mkoyimoi. So for chutz l'zmanoi, this is going to be karis, for chutz l'mkoyimoi, this is not going to be karis. V'emo, maybe fakir. V'nefesh ha'icheles mimenu, zeu chutz l'mkoyimoi, ulamute chutz l'zmanoi. Maybe for chutz l'mkoyimoi, this is going to be karis, but for chutz l'zmanoi, it's not going to be karis. The Gemara says, mistabru chutz l'zmanoi. It makes more sense to say that the chorus is by chutz l'zmanoi, because the pasuk mentioned chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoyimoi, and then said chorus. Which one did it mention first? Chutz l'zmanoi. So it makes more sense that the chorus is going on the first thing that was said. Either rabbi chutz l'mkoyimoi, other the samachle. Maybe it's going back on the last thing that it said. So the Gemara says, you're right. This can't be the makar to chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoyimoi. And that this chorus by chutz l'zmanoi, there's no chorus by chutz l'mkoyimoi, because it doesn't work. Elo merabaya. So again, when Abaya said, you have to say the makar is something else. He also Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Yomer. I heard from Yitzchak bar Avdimi who said the name of Rav. Samachad tani tano that the makar to chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoyimoi, and that this
is karis by chutzlis mani and not chutzlim kaimai is from the following two psukim, a little bit of cheshbin, keshu oimer, when it says, shlishi b'parshas kedoshim tiyu, she'ein talmud loimer, why did the Torah have to chazer over the parsha pigol and parshas kedoshim? Sharei kvar nemar, doesn't it already say it in parshas tzav, v'meyochli yochel b'sar tzavach shlomim b'yemash shlishi? So why do we need a second parsha? You have the parsha tzav, and you have the parsha parshas kedoshim. Inu l'chutzlis mani, t'neyo inu l'chutzlim kaimai. Meaning, really, there's two parshas of pigol in the Torah. Parshas tzav and parshas kedoshim. And both parshas are discussing chutz lizmanei. But you don't need two parshas to tell me the halacha of chutz lizmanei. So what we say is that im einoi inyan lechutz lizmanei, tneyu inyan lechutz limkoimai. Okay, how do you know chorus by chutz lizmanei and not chorus by chutz limkoimai? Umiyat rachmano gabi noisar v'oichlov avoinoi yisa lemu'utei chutz limkoimai. Now, the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, that parasha that discusses pigol, we said doesn't only mention pigol, it mentions the halacha of noiser as well. It says noiser clearly in the pasukim. V'chisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'Hashem v'tzoichem tizbachu b'yoyim zevchachem yeyochel u'mimachras v'hanoiser ad yoyim ha'shlishi v'esh yisarev. So that's very, very clear. It's Torah Shebeksav. The Torah is clearly talking about noiser. And then it continues v'meyochel yeyochel v'yoyim ha'shlishi pigol yehu lo yirats. And then it talks about pigol. And it says v'oichla v'avoyno yisa. Now it says v'oichlov, which is a lashon yachid, which seems to suggest that not everything that we just mentioned has a chiyuv karis, but only one of the things. One of the two things that we mentioned. What were the two things that we mentioned? We mentioned noisar, and we mentioned pigol. Which pigol did we mention? Chutzlim kaimai. So if you're telling me that va'oichlav avoyne yisa is one out of the two, you know how you know chutzlim kaimai there's no karis? Because which one has karis noisar? Which one doesn't pigol? Which pigol's mentioned in this pasuk? The chutzlim kaimai. That was the meino inyan the chutzlim mani teino the chutzlim kaimai. That's how I know that by chutzlim kaimai there's not going to be karis again inside. Umiyat rachmana gabi noisar va'oichlav avoyne yisa lemutei chutzlim kaimai. The aim of va'oichlav avoyne yisa is out chutzlim kaimai ulemutei noisar mikaris. How do you know though that when it says va'oichlav avoyne yisa it's going back on one that the one it's referring to is noisar ulemutei chutzlim kaimai? Maybe the one that it's referring to is chutzlim kaimai ulemutei noisar. So if somebody eats from a carbon with a machshavas pitzel pigol chutzlim mani, it's going to be karis. If you eat from a it's going to be karis. When is there not going to be karis? There's not going to be karis if you eat noiser. So the Gemara says, "Mistabra noiser havalei l'ukme b'karis." It makes more sense to say that noiser has karis. Lemigmar avon avon l'chutz lizmanoi, so that I can learn exeru shava avon avon chutz lizmanoi. No, the Gemara throws in a logic that it very, very rarely does, and that is as follows: in Parshas Kedoshim, it says mefurish karis. In Parshas Tzav, by the Parsha of Chutz Lizmanoi, it says, "V'hanefesh ha'achelas mimenu avoyno tisa." It doesn't say anything about karis. Stating that we know Chutz Lizmanoi this karis. How do you know Chutz Lizmanoi this karis? Because it says avoyn here, v'ach oichler avoyno visa here. The Gzeir Shav avoyn avoyn tells me, just like in Parshas Kedoshim, it says v'nichrasa, there too. So it says the Gemara like this. Listen to this logic. If this pasuk, v'oichler avoyno yisa, that says karis, is referring to noiser ulamutei chutzim kaimai, so then I can make a Gzeir Shav avoyn avoyn from noiser to Chutz Lizmanoi. And say that just like noiser this karav when it says va'oichlav avoyne tisa by a chutz lizmanei, it means karis as well. But if va'oichlav avoyne yisa is referring to chutzlim kaimai, then I won't be able to make the gzeirah shava avoyne avoyne from chutz lizmanei. Meaning, I need a similarity between the two parashas in order to justify the gzeirah shava. So, if one parasha is chutz lizmanei and the other parasha is noiser tain as the Gemara, I could justify the gzeirah shava. But if one parasha is chutz lizmanei and the other parasha is chutz lizmanei, I can't justify the gzeirah shava. So, it makes more sense then to say that this parasha is noiser, so now I can use the gzeirah shava and I can clarify what parasha tzav means when it says va'ichlo va'mainetisa. But if this parasha is going to mean chutz lizmanei, I have no way of doing that. Let's see that inside. Zok the Gemara, it makes more sense to say that when it says in Parashas Kedoshim, one out of the two, either noiser or chutzim kaimai has karis, that which one is the karis, the noiser, limigmar avin avin chutzim mani. Now I can make the gzeir shavon avin avin to chutzim mani. The domile, it's doime in two ways, bizav. It's an acronym. The Zion, Rashi says, stands for zman. They're both related to zman. What's noiser? You didn't eat it in its proper time. What's machshev is chutz lizmanei, you mechashev to eat it in its improper time. Additionally, you have the beis. It's also diamond bum. You have a machshev of chutz lizmanei by a bama. You don't have a machshev of chutz lizmanei
and you have halacha meiser by a bama. B'chusum kam, you don't have by a bama. Remember Rashi? Rashi said because you can do it anywhere in the world, even outside of Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says adirabo. I can argue chutzum kaimi have they look me bekaris. What's more similar, meiser and chutzum zmanay or chutzum zmanay and chutzum kaimi? Of course, chutzum kaimi chutzum zmanay is more similar. Lemigma oven chutzum zmanay. The domalei b'mikdash. It's done in four ways. Number one, men mikdash. Machshava. They're both machshava. One's a machshava chutz zmani, one's a machshava chutz kaimi. As opposed to the noisa, that's where you physically left it over. Ktsas. Machshava chutz zmani, if you had a mind to eat even a little bit, the whole carbon becomes possible. Noisa, whatever you left over is possible. But there's no halach if you left over a little bit, somehow retroactively, that possible the whole carbon. Additionally, dam. Both of them are related to avodah sadam. You have a machshava chutz zmani, chutz kaimi, b'shas avodah sadam. Noisa has nothing to do with dam. That's basar. Ushlishi, and they both have the word shlishi mentioned in it. El Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Tani zam. You want to know how I know that when it says va'uchla va'voino yisa is referring to noisa? I know from Gzeir Shal. It says kodesh in that pasuk va'uchla va'voino yisa ki es kodesh Hashem and ksiv hocha and it says ki es kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrisa v'ksiv hasan v'sarafta es ha'noisa ba'esh ma'lahala noisa afka noisa. It says noisa in this pasuk and it says kodesh in this pasuk and it says kodesh in the parish of noisa. So we make a gzeira shava that this pasuk must be referring to noisa. It's not referring to machshava pisalas. If we know it's talking about noisa, umiyat rachmana gabi noisa va'uchla va'voino yisa l'muti chutzim kaim mekaris. It's dafka noisa. Again, that parsha was talking about two things, talking about noisa and chutzim kaim. One of them is Vaichlav Abayna Yisa. Which one's going to be Vaichlav Abayna Yisa? Kodesh is the Giloy. Kodesh, Noiser. Noiser has Karis, as opposed to Chutzim Kaimai, that's not going to have Karis. The Gemara says, "Umaychaz is the Kara Richa beChutzim Zmanoi Ushlishi the Parashat Kedosh and Tiel Chutzim Kaimai Epechano." Okay, so how do you know now that Chutzim Kaimai doesn't have Karis and Chutzim Zmanoi does? Because in this Parashat Kedosh that mentions Chutzim Kaimai and Noisar, there's a Hafka that only Noisar has Karis, but the other one not. What's the other one? Chutzim Kaimai. Now that only works if you know for sure that this other one in Parashat Kedosh is Chutzim Kaimai, which is what we said. We said Parashat Sav is Chutzim Zmanoi. Parashas Kedoshim is Chutzim Koymai. I have a miut in Parashas Kedoshim, so that I know the Chutzim Koymai is not going to be Karas. But Veit Gemara ain't Pchana. Maybe Fakert. Maybe the Kra Richa is Chutzim Koymai. Maybe Parashas Tzav is Chutzim Koymai. Parashas Kedoshim is Chutzim Zmanoi and Noisar. And I have a miut over here in the Parash of Chutzim Zmanoi. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Richa be Chutzim Zmanoi. It makes more sense for the Aricha to be Chutzim Zmanoi. The Gomer Oven Min Noisar. The Domi Lebeza. Because again, Parashas Tzav has this cryptic word pasuk. Va'oichla va'voino tisa. We don't know what avoino tisa means. We just simply don't know what it means. If I have a Gzeira Shava from that parasha to this parasha, I'll know what it means. I'll know that it means cars. If that parasha is chutzlizmane, I can make the gzeira shava because I know there's a similarity. Again, that's the interesting logic between noiser and chutzlizmane. That doime bezov zayin beis zman and bama memele I can relate the two. But if that parasha is talking about chutzlim koymai, I have no similarity between a machshava chutzlim koymai and noiser. I have no way to make the gzeira shava, so I'm going to be left holding the bag. I'm not going to know what va'uchlav avonetisa means. So it makes more sense to say parasha sav is chutzlizmane because then I know I have the Gzeira Shava. There's just more information. The picture comes together much better. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, I hear, Aricha b'chutzim koymai. I can argue that it makes more sense for Parashat Tzav to be talking about chutzim koymai. Ushlishi k'day shantiyah b'chutzim zmanai. Parashat Tzav should be talking chutzim zmanai. Vishum d'dami lay, samchi v'kamen maylay. It actually makes more sense, time is the Gemara, that Parashat Kedoshim should be talking about chutzlizmanoi, because then you have noiser and chutzlizmanoi together, which are so similar. That's what we keep on saying. Zav, right? But in its essence, it's similar. One is where you had a machshava to do it chutzlizmanoi. The other one is where you physically left it chutzlizmanoi. So the Gemara is saying, I don't know if that's true. Bottom line is this can't be the makar. Because even though we seem to have maybe come up with a makar, how you know chutzlizmanoi, chutzlizmanoi, it's the two parashiyas, and emeinu inyan, tneinu inyan. But I don't know if parashas Tzav is chutzlizmanoi and parashas Kedoshim is chutzlizmanoi, or if parashas Savas Chutzim Koymai and Parashas Savas Chutzim Zmanai. So I know whatever the Machshava of Parashas Kedoshim is, that doesn't have Karis. Because that parasha mentions Noisar and the Machshava, and only Noisar has Karis. Kodesh, Kodesh. This doesn't have. But okay, that's very nice. But at the end of the day, I don't know which one is the Smai. So if I don't know which one is the Smai, that can't be the Makar. So what is the Makar? Ela Marava, Kulu Mikra, Richa Asin, and that already we're going to see. But before we end this week, just to end off with one light Festa Ha'ara. So, we mentioned earlier in the week, it's really twice since we started Masechet Zvachim, the Ha'ara of the Binyan Shloimeh, Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna, the Bilna Dayan, who asked that why is it that on Erev Pesach we don't take out a Sefer Torah Vayib and Soya Arei and read Parshas Boy, read the Parsha of the Korban Pesach. L'churu, there's an Inyan of Unashama Parm Sfaseinu. So just like on Yontif, we read from the Sefer Torah Menyana Diyayma, just like on Rosh Chodesh, we read Menyana Diyayma. Why is it then that on Erev Pesach we don't do the same thing? And the Vilna Dayan said, because the Korban Pesach is different than all other Korbanos. All Korbanos is the Iker of the carbon is the hakrov. On the hakrov, it's shayach when the shalma parves faseinu. The carbon pesach, the ikra of the carbon is the achila. And being that the ikra of the carbon is the achila, and the hakrov is just the hechetimsa, to be able to have basar of a carbon, so that you should be able to mekayim the achila. On the achila of a carbon, there's no unashalma parves faseinu. Unashalma parves faseinu passes on the hakrov. Unashalma parves faseinu doesn't pass on the achila. So last night I met the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba, and I told him over this ha'ara of the Binyan Shleima. He told me to take a look in Shailos Teshuvas Binyan Shleima, Simon Aleph. Take a look at what he brings from Rav Naftali Hamburger. And it's Dvarim Neflam Ablamoid. So I took a look in Kachavim. It's Mamish Dvarim Neflam Ablamoid. But just one little bit of Akdama. That is the Mechaber in Eirechayim, Simon Aleph, Sivkotten Hay, brings the idea of saying Karbonis. Toiv Loimar, Parshas Akeda, Uparshas Haman, Vaseres Adibrois, Uparshas Oilo, Umincha, Vishlomim, Vachatas Vasha. So it's Toiv Loimar, similar to the Lashonis of the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, but Toiv Loimar, it's a nice thing to say amongst the list of the Shulchan Aruch, the Karbonis. Oyla umincha ushlamim vechatas vash. Sok the Magen Avraham nishalti. I was asked. Lama kasev atur v'arad beis yoyis of the Shulchan Aruch. Loimar oyla v'chulu and then chatas. V'aloi kaimel on perik yudas vachim the chatas koydim loyla. V'chin kasev Rashi v'parashat Tazriya. Ayin sham b'rei. So l'chur it's a pella. Why does the mechaber listen to the sensitivity of how the achrenim were medayik l'shoyne azav Shulchan Aruch? Oyla umincha ushlamim vechatas vashon. Why are we mentioning oyla first and then chatas? Sounds like that's the seder that you supposed to say it. L'chur, you should say hepecha seder. You should say first chatas and then afterwards you should say oyla. Because we know the chatas always came before the oyla. Oyla is the dairin. The chatas is the praklet. So you always will knock the chatas before the oyla. So why does the mechaber say first oyla and then chatas? So the Magen Avraham says venirali. It could be the teretz like this, because we know oyla was mechaber and aseh. Chatas was mechaper on a lois aseishiyesh bekaris. And even though the Gemara says that madoch the chatas was mechaper on a lois aseishiyesh bekaris, kalvachomer was mechaper on an ordinary lois aseh, and kalvachomer ben benoishel kalvachomer, it was mechaper on an aseh. But at the same time, the Gemara came out, it's only mikufya mechapra that kalvachomer is true. Mikiva loy mechapra. In other words, the ikka kapara of an aseh came from an oila, the ikka kapara of a lois aseishiyesh bekaris came from the carbon chatas. Says the Magen Avraham, we know the Gemara says, Eloch Adam. Yisrael, there's no person that wasn't mevatel an asay kein tzadik baritz asheyasa toivel ayechta. That's not, that wasn't mevatel some sort of an asay. But the fact that you were over loitzes sheish bekaris is not muchach. So enchanam in the base of mikdash, if somebody brought an oila and a chatas, the kehanim are bringing an oila al misha mechuyev oila and a chatas al misha mechuyev chatas. So the seder is first you bring the chatas, then you bring the oila. But when we say karbanis, says the Magen Avraham, you know for sure that you're chayiv an oila because ein lachad be Yisrael. Everyone's chayiv an oila. You don't know for sure that you're chayiv. So you know for sure oila, you don't know for sure chatas. It's for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, we do the oila before we do the chatas. But erachinami, and this is the punchline, if you know that you would be chayiv chatas if the Beis HaMikdash was built b'mehera b'yameinu amen, erachinami, you should say the chatas before you say the oila. So it's a good diik. The Mechaber says oila mincha v'shlamim v'chatas v'ashram, first oila and then afterwards chatas. That's min hastam. But if you're from the people that know that you were maybe once b'chal Shabbos b'shaygig v'chulei v'chulei, Mr. Brewer famously said in his Akdamah to Chela Gimel that if someone doesn't learn Hilcha Shabbos, it's Muftach Loi that he was Mechal Shabbos. But I'll put it. So the point is, if you're such a person, then you should say Chatas and then you should say Oyla, because that's the Seder. The Seder always is Chatas before Oyla. Shleim HaKoyim Yvilna brings Shamati from Rav Naftali Hamburger that he was once saying a drasha, and in his drasha he was Miyashiv the Magen Avraham's Kasha. He said a Dova Nifla. We know that the carbon Chatas, like almost all karbanos, had a chelik that went legavaya, and there was a chelik that went lebaila. The chelik that went legavaya, that was the dam, the emurim. The chelik that went lebailim,
That was the basa. The oila was unique in that the oila was kulei kol. So Rav Naftali Hamburger said, it's true there's a din hayoyim of uneshamu parmes faseinu. Meaning today you could read the parasha of Kavanas and it's going to be as if you brought the carbon. But that's only true for the chelik ha-gavaya. The chelik that won the gavaya where Rechmona liba boy. Then there's a chiddush that if you go ahead and you have the right Kavanas and you say it properly, it's ke'ilu you are makar of the carbon. But the chelik, that's nechal, for that it's not true. So he said, when we say the parasha of the chatas, as much as it's ke'ilu we brought a chatas, but it's missing. There's a chelik of the hakrova that we can't to wife today. The achilas kehanim, melamich kehanim, oichlim ubayim eschapim. That chelik of the kapara that we don't have. When we read the parasha of the oila, we're not missing anything. You know why? Because the oila was kulei kala. There was no achila by the oila. I mean that there was no achila by the oila. Your mamish bringing a carbon oila. So he said, enachinami. If we would have an ability to be makiv the chatas b'shleimus and the oila b'shleimus, avada the chatas would come first. But today we can't. Today it's mer nit uneshalma parim svaseinu. So he said, make a cheshbon. When we say the parasha of the oila, your mamish bringing an oila with the ganze ganzkeit, with the whole shleimus. You're not missing anything. When we read the parasha of the chatas, you're not bringing it with the whole shleimus. You're actually missing out. What are you missing out? You're missing out in the achilo. So you can bring a oila b'shleimus and a chata shleimus. Which one should you say first? I thought you should say the oila first. So said Rabbi Naftali Hamri, that's the cheshbon. And a chinami, if you were bringing an oila and a chata's kitikuna avada, first would be the chata's, then would be the oila. But today it's not shana kitikuna. Now it's merely uneshalma parim svaseinu. So it actually makes more sense to say first the chat, the oila, and then the chata's, because the oila you can bring b'shleimus, whereas the chatas you can't bring b'shleimus. And then Rav Poli Hamburger said that lefizeh, maybe you could say pshat, you say v'seyarev lefanecha asira seinu ka'oilu ke'karbon. And then we daven ono rachum brachamecha rabim hoshev shchinoscha letzien irecha v'seydor avoydol Yerushalayim. So he said, haflav afela, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, but we have korbonus. Our tefillahs, when we learn Parshas Kachem, and that's the first tefillah in V'seyarev. V'seyarev lefanecha asiroseinu, Hashem, our tefillah should be as sweet to you, ka'oilo ka'karvin. It should be zis, mamish like an oilo and a karvin. See, today when we daven, it's ka'oilo ka'karvin. Because the oilo, we have b'shleimus. But the karvin, we don't have b'shleimus. So then we add a second tefillah. Ono rachum brachamecha rabim, hoshev shchinoscha letzion irecha, v'seyder avoydel Yerushalayim. The chanami, even if you're going to be makabel this tefillah, even if Hashem says, yeah, it's v'seyarev, it's mamish v'harev not the tefillahs, v'seyarev l'vanech asir aseinu, but it's still in the wrong seder. So we're maisif that on a rachum, even afal PK, we still need the Beis HaMikdash. You know what we need? We need the seder avodah. Because we have the oila and then the chatas, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But really, the way it's supposed to be in a perfect world, be the chatas and the oila, and that's what we're davening for. I'll just tell you one last tosafa, and that is, so Rabbi Shmuel Reuven Grossman told me yesterday, I called him, we were talking through the Indian a little bit, he gave me a beautiful Mara Malkin. We mentioned in the Hakdama to Masechta Zvachim, so we mentioned the Chidos Kasha, Yodua, that Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Elisha, Shabbos, Taf Yubeis, Amid Beis, and the one where they discuss is La Yikra, La Iraneh, and Rabbi Shmuel says, nah, what's the big deal? And then Rabbi Nassim, Oymer, Karavihita, Rabbi Shmuel ended up being Karavihita, because of Alpin Kosei, Ani Yishmol Ben Elisha, Karisi Vahatisi, Ner B'Shabbos. Look, Yishay Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chatos Shmeino. And Maxim Oilom, the Kashas brought down B'Shem Dechida, that why do you have to say the Kishon Abana Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chatos Shmeino? Kol Oisik B'Toyres Chatos is Ke'ilo Hikrav Chatos. So what's the problem? L'Cheiri was Makrav the Chatos. So if he was Makrav the Chatos, what's the issue? Why Kishon Abana Beis HaMikdash? You learned Kachin. So if Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha learned Kachin, then why do you have to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be built? So someone asked this Kasha to the Imre Emes. The Ger Rebbe and the Imre Emes said, what did Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha say? L'Kishon Abana Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chatos Shmeino. Why do you say Chatos Shmeino? And what's wrong if it's a chatas krusha? Why do you have to emphasize chatas shmeina? Because really, kolo isik b'teres chatas is keiluk of chatas. But when we bring a carbon chatas, it's not b'shleimus. The reason it's not b'shleimus is because we can too oif the chelik ha-gavaya. We can't too oif the chelik ha-kehanim. So what was Rabbi Yishmael missing? He was missing the basar, the achilas basar, kehanim oichlim uvaylim eschapim. That was the piece that was missing in Rabbi Shmuel's carbon when he said karbonis in the morning. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? L'kishevon beis hamikdash avi chatos shmeina, with a lot of basar to emphasize that the reason he's going to bring a karbon chatos is not for the ikar akrava. It's the chatos shmeina. It's that chelik that was nechal kehanim.